Kumlana Black Gemara, Tzem Gedalia, Tovshin Pei Aleph. We are in Daf Mem Gimu Omer Aleph. When the two dots right in the middle of the page, it's a fascinating Gemara. It says the Gemara, Boy Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya had a question. We're discussing the laws of Tchumin, that, you know, how far a person can walk on Shabbos on Yom Tov, and the ability to extend that walk by acquiring your residence or shifting your residence from your normal residence to this new residence temporarily for Shabbos or Yom Tov. The question is, yesh tchumin lemayla ma'asara, or ein tchumin lemayla ma'asara. If you're walking above 10 tvachim, we generally, the Gemara Sukkah says that above 10 tvachim, we actually had the Gemara Shabbos as well, that, you know, Shusha Rabim is only up to the 10 tvachim mark, and above 10 tvachim, above a meter high, the airspace is considered the Makom Tur, is not considered the Shusha Rabim. So what happens if you are walking, if it's possible to walk in theory in that dimension above 10 tefachim, do we count your steps 10 amas? And how is that possible? So Rashi says, either, how can you walk above 10 tefachim? So Rashi says that it's either, where are we? Oh, we'll see in a minute. Gemara explains the question. Amud gevoya sort of a rochav arba. If you're walking atop of boxes and pillars that are 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which is basically the shusha yachid leich b'bayalach, it's not a question. The aras smichti is part of the ground. You're just walking in elevated ground, so there's no question. Of course, there is tchumin. Kita bayalach. Where our question is, amud gevoya sort of ainu rochav arba. You're walking 10 tefachim, and there's not, you're walking on boxes that are 10 tefachim high, but they're narrower than 4 tefachim, and therefore it's not really considered. You know, it's not really a shusha on its own. So you're more or less like walking on the air. What happens then? Inami or dika ozel bikfitze, you're jumping. Rashi says, how can you jump 2,000 amas using Hashem's name? Says Rashi. Well, today we can talk about an airplane. So the question is, what's the din? Or lish nachrin, another option is bisfina, you're on a ship, and a regular ship generally is above 10 tefachim from the bottom of the ocean. So on a ship, is it chum or isn't it chum? My, what's it in? Toshma, come in here. We learned ma'is shibom plandis, and we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that these tanoim, they came from the four tanoim, they came from plandis, and he fligas finas mayam, they're on a ship. And two of them carry, they walk throughout the entire ship, because it says like four amas of a kiver, b'shua machmir. They were machmir. Now, if traveling on a ship, there's no tchum, what do you mean the machmir? You can tell me there is tchumim shemachiracha. That's why they decided to be machmir. They're not going to walk in that area. And we talked about yesterday that maybe it's talking about while the boat was moving, when there's no real din of tchum, but they were worried that if the boat stopped and stationary, they believe there's tchum because the walls are not considered walls. So therefore, you know, you only have four amas. Eliam, if you can tell me, ain't tchumim, there's no tchumim above ten tvachim. Amai rotz, why were they machmir? There's no tchum above ten tvachim from the bottom of the ocean to the, where they were standing. Says the Gemara, Kedomra, it was like Rabbi answered, which we'll soon see, b'mahaleches berekek, it was going through like mud, and it was in a very, very shallow part of the ocean, with his less than 10 tvachim. It's like, b'mahaleches berekek, they're going in an area which is less than 10 tvachim. So it could be there is no tchum, if it's greater than 10 tvachim, there's no tchum on a ship. Definitely not on an airplane. Toshma, come here, p'mahaches, once when nichlis l'nomo, they didn't, the next part of the Mishnah said, didn't enter the port, atchech hashech, until it was Friday night, and they wanted to know, were they outside of the tchum when the Shabbos came in? And therefore, when they landed, they cannot walk beyond the four amas when they get off the ship and they disembark, or not. Alochere, what's the difference? They're on a ship and it's higher than tefachim. Iyami, bishlami, it's tchumin. If you tell me there's 10 tefachim, there is tchumin. Above 10 tefachim, Shabbos, it makes sense. Eliam, but it ain't tchumin, there is no tchumin above 10 tefachim. This kiloi, hayinu betelchum, mahave. Who cares if the ship is outside of the Tchum? There's no Tchum Shabbos on the ship. Omar Rava, here Rava gave his answer, b'malechez berekek. We are talking about they were going in the mud in a very shallow part, which is less than 10 tefachim depth. Toshma, coming here, it says, that Han Yishev Shmaitze, there were seven different laws that were discussed. It's actually a sefer called Shev Shmaitze, named after that piece of Gemara there. So these seven different rulings that were said is... it's talking about treifas and all that. It says there, this Amram, b'tzafra b'shabata kameder Rav Chisda, b'sura. They were in Sura and they relayed all of these dinim to Rav Chisda in Shabbos morning. But b'hadipanim shabata b'shabbos afternoon, kameder Rav b'pumpadisa. They told Rav to Rav b'pumpadisa. Now, how is it possible that he got from Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, from Suda to Pupadis is way out of the Tchum? Mal Amrinu, who related to them? La, then must be Elio Amrinu. Only Elio can make cover that distance in such a short time. Now, Alma, what do we see? But L'chayr is Tchum Shabbos. Alma, we see, ain't Tchum in L'mayla Masar. There's no Tchum above 10 Tfachim. Otherwise, how can Elio go there? Says the Gemara, no. Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu. We learned in Gemara Arab Sachin that there were some demons that were good. One of them was Yosef Shida. And maybe he was the one who passed on all of these laws. Yosef Shida. And so what? And as Rashi says, he did not observe Shabbos. Elio did, and Yosef Shida was not human. He didn't. So why did Elio? And the Chassam Sefer in his Chelev Vav and Tshuvas talks about a general question that the Chidah asked, and actually it's a Rashba. Like Savia that asks, how is it the Gemara says, Teiku, we always rely on Elio HaNavi, when we learned the rule in having Gini Verivin, the Torah loy b'shamayimi, the Torah is not in heaven. And that's why they didn't listen to the Basko, to voices from heaven, about Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanu. So how is it that we follow Elio HaNavi? So the Rajba answers, the Chidah brings, and I think similar Malala, the Rajba answers in Archaim, that there are two in Birkei Yosef, that there are two Elios. The Elio in the Gemara is not Elio HaNavi. The Elio HaNavi is a malach. But listen, this is an Amayre, this is a guy who lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. So he saw all the different Tanayim and Amarayim, and he was able to pass on. But the Chassam wants to say that it depends if Elio was in the form of a malach or in the form of a human. When he came down in the form of a human, he was a person, because he started out as a person. Therefore he can paskin. When he was in the form of a malach, he couldn't. So I guess over here, the question is, how did he get from one place to another place? The only way he got there was as a malach. So what's Gemara's problem? As a malach, he didn't have to follow mitzvahs. But since when he got to Pumbedisa, he came back in the form of a person, and he was going to give them all these dinim and everything else. And because he came back in the form of a person, maybe in the interim period, from person in Suda to person in Pumbedisa, even though it was a malach in between, maybe then he would observe all the mitzvahs. So it couldn't. So if the Gemara thought, it must be that there's no tchum above 10 tefachim, otherwise he wouldn't have done it. And we answer, it wasn't even him. It was Yosef Shida. Says Gemara, an interesting thing. Toshma coming here. A guy says, "Harei ni nazir, I will be a nazir b'yom sheben David bo. The day Mashiach arrives, I'm going to become a nazir." So the question is, how do you know every day Mashiach is coming that day or not? Mutter lishtes yain. So during the week, you're not allowed to drink wine because maybe you became a nazir. But you're permitted to drink wine b'shabbosis uve yom tevim, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. But usher lishtes yain. We now drink wine. Koyem aizuchel. During the week, you now drink wine because maybe Mashiach came. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know, as we'll soon see, Mashiach does not come in on the Shabbos. Does not come in on Yom Tov. So you could drink wine on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Now, why doesn't he come in on Shabbos and Yom Tov? If you tell me that why the laws of Tchum apply in Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore even above 10 Tfachim, so Mashiach, who comes from the heaven, Ani Reichav Lachamai, will be riding on a donkey, so there is the laws of Tchum, and he can't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's what you permit it, because he won't come. Aliyah, but if you could tell me that ain't Tchum, you tell me that there's no Easter of Tchum, so why can't Mashiach come on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Am I in Mutter? Like more shiny hussam. You know why it has nothing to do with Tchumim? You know why you mean no Shabbos Yom Tov Mashiach isn't here? Because as we will soon say, we have a rule that Elio HaNavi will come the day before and proclaim his arrival. And because Elio HaNavi hasn't come on Friday, so we know he hasn't, that Mashiach won't come on Shabbos. Send first Elio HaNavi, and the Taser says not only will he come, but he'll actually make the announcement the same day he arrives. Well, also Elio met Malil didn't come Friday, so obviously you can rest assured he won't come Shabbos. So the obvious question is, so every day of the week, why on a Monday, Tuesday, why are we anticipating Mashiach is coming today? We didn't hear Elio yesterday. Every day should be permitted, because since Elio didn't come yesterday, obviously Mashiach is not coming today. The halacha also Elio met Malil didn't arrive yesterday. Elowad, you must conclude Amrin lebezegos. So maybe he came and he told some people. The word didn't get out to us yet. Here, nu hachin Amrin lebezegos. So why can't we say that on Shabbos also he came Friday? You didn't hear about it, but he's coming Shabbos. Says in order, you know why? Kvam muftuch lel Yisrael. We were told in Pesachim the Yidden were guaranteed. She ain't Eliyahu bo. Eliyahu was not arriving. Loi ba'arve Shabboses v'loi ba'arve Yom Tov. An amazing thing. Elio, to give us the good tidings, is not going to come on a Friday and not coming Erev Yom Tov to inform us that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. You know why? Bipnei HaToydach. Because what happens is everybody's preparing the cholent and the fish and the challah at home, and then Elio coming, everybody runs out of the house, the thing, they'll burn the cholent, they'll burn the challah, and then won't have any food for Shabbos. So out of the tircha that you are making people work harder on Friday to prepare Shabbos, we're going to postpone Mashiach. I mean, just think about this for a minute. How important it is, the hachanas, the preparation for Shabbos on Friday, that we're postponing Mashiach by a day that Leo shouldn't come, so that nobody will be disturbed in their preparation for Shabbos. So the mother thought, well, if Eliyahu can't come on a Friday, surely Mashiach can't come on Friday. Mashiach will create even more excitement. So then why do we say in our Mishnah that you're allowed to drink wine on Shabbos? You're also permitted to drink wine on Fridays or Erev Yom Tov, because Mashiach is definitely not coming. Because after that, we were the opinion mid Eliyahu, since Eliyahu cannot come on a Friday, Mashiach nami Eliyahu, Mashiach also won't come on a Friday. Be Maile Shabbat, unleash today. So why not on Fridays? Can you drink wine? Says Gemara, there's a difference between Eliyahu and Mashiach. And what is that? Eliyahu will not come on a Friday, but Mashiach asi, Mashiach will. And why should that be? It doesn't make sense. So Gemara says as follows: the kivan the asi Mashiach. Once Mashiach comes and the world hears about it straight away, they'll have so much respect from the Eden. They're all going to come to the Eden and say, "How can I help?" So we're going to have all this help. So it doesn't matter if Mashiach comes and takes us out of the kitchen for an hour, but we're going to have all of these helpers coming to our house. When Eliyahu comes, nobody believes him, so nobody's coming to help. Hakol avodim hein l'Yisrael. They're all going to be voluntary, you know, not in the sense of avodim, but they're all going to come and help l'Yisrael. So therefore, Mashiach can't come on Friday. That's why you're not allowed to drink wine. But Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, because Eliyahu will not come on Friday to disturb the Eden. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink wine. Says the Gemara, so is b'shabbos liftrei. So why not? Yeah. So the Gemara says b'chad b'shabbos liftrei. Why not on Sunday? Let him drink wine on Sunday. If you tell me that this tchum Shabbos above 10 tefachim, so Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos. If he cannot come on Shabbos, then Mashiach can't come on Sunday. So you should also be able to drink wine on Sundays. Leaf should mean no. So let's resolve from this. The fact that you're not allowed to drink wine on Sundays means there's a possibility Mashiach is coming on Sunday, which means Eliyahu can come on Shabbos. You didn't hear about it because just the word didn't get out. But he could come on Shabbos because there's no tchumin. Then tchumin, that must conclude there's no tchumin above 10 tefachim, because he is tchumin b'chad because he's not tchumin b'chad b'shabbos lishter, then Sunday should be permitted as well. So Gemara says, because Eliyahu didn't come on Shabbos, he won't come on Shabbos because it's Tchum. So Gemara, you're right. Hai Tana Sfukim Mesapkle. This Tana here who says that only on Shabbos you're allowed to drink wine, but on Sunday you're not allowed to, not because definitively you're not allowed to drink Sunday, he's just not sure. Can Eliyahu come on Shabbos? Can't he come on Shabbos? If Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, then you're allowed to drink wine. If Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos, then you could drink wine. I'm not sure, so let's be Machman. He says, let's be machmir that above 10 tefachim, maybe there is tchumin. Okay, now the Gemara has a question. When you made this vow, the way it works is when you say, I'll be a nazir, that I won't drink wine, I won't go to cemetery, and I will let my hair grow. Once you say it, you have to now at least a minimum of 30 days. Because it says, you know, godly epeta, it says, Giyya is gematria 30. Kodesh Giyya, he should be holy. Giyya is gematria 30. So which day did he say he'll be a nazir? The koi amos, the kanada. When did he stand? Which day of the week did he make the neder? Elam the koi b'chol on a Tuesday. He said, "I'll be a nazir." Then who cares about Shabbos? Of course, you're a nazir on Shabbos. Once Tuesday you became a nazir because the Mashiach can come, then you're a nazir right through Shabbos. Kiven the chol alon naziris hechi asa Shabbat to mavkile. Once naziris once you have naziris, how can Shabbos come and cancel it? Elam avos the koi b'shabbat avos. That you are on Shabbos itself. We're talking about on Shabbos you made the vow, so on Shabbos you're not a nazir. The kanadin uvi yamter yamter the kanadin. So therefore, if you made a neder on Shabbos, I'll be a nazir. So on that day you don't become a nazir because the day Mashiach comes. On that day you don't be a nazir. Mashiach won't come on Shabbos because Eliyahu won't come on Friday. But only that day permitted. Mikan ve'eluch osle. But every day from now on is osir. Tosfos says over here, when you made this neder, the day that Mashiach will come, you didn't mean the day that Mashiach definitely will come. You meant the day that Mashiach can come. Because if you meant the day that definitely Mashiach will come, then every day, you said, Monday I'll be a nazir. I'll become a nazir the day Mashiach comes. Comes Tuesday, Mashiach hasn't arrived. So what's the Gemara saying here, that once you said you'll be a nazir, you're a nazir forever? You never became a nazir, because Mashiach hasn't come. So what it means is you said, I'll be a nazir the day Mashiach can come. And because he said you'll be a nazir the day Mashiach can come, and even though Mashiach hasn't come, but he could have come. Only on Shabbos, he cannot come. That's what Rabbi Natan learns. It seems in the first part of Tosfos he learns that Mashiach will come. Navos, but just because Mashiach came and you didn't know about it the next 2-3 days, who said he didn't come? Maybe he just didn't hear about it. So therefore, as a suffolk, you're a nazir. In fact, this is a general question. When you say, I believe every day he'll come. Do you believe every day that he will come, or you believe every day that he can come? How is the Munna? From the Rambam, it sounds like you have to believe every day that he'll come. But it seems that from Rabbein Tam and Taisa that maybe there's an argument, actually a more general argument. What's the Emunah in Mashiach? That every day he can come or every day he will come? Interesting debate. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the only way we resolve this is a suffix whether there's chumin above 10 tefachim or there's no chumin above 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, two darts. Pamachas. The Gemara says that once they didn't arrive, they came into the port on Friday night. They want to know whether they can disembark. Did they travel to Chuman Shabbos? And Rabbi Gamliel told him a story about he looked through his eyeglass and he was able to see that they were already within the Chum by the time Shabbos came in. What was that all about? Now this eyeglass didn't have any glass over there because I don't think they had any kind of telescopes back then, but it was just like a straw. It was like a pipe. And when you narrow your pipe, you can see a longer distance. And the longer the pipe, I guess, it brings it closer. Pamach is one, so nichus and lamal. Tanu b'lunch, fefedez, ha'yisal ha'gamil. He had this like a straw, or this pipe. Tanu b'lunch, ha'yamabit, v'tsofi ba'apayim amma, b'yabosh, he was able to see. He checked the distance on land, and he saw that through this pipe, he can see a distance from 2,000 amas away, u'kenegda ha'apayim b'yam. And that's what he's using the yam to see, you know, if he reached the city or not. And if he did, if he can see the city, that means it's within 2,000 amas. Talking about measuring things, says, you want to see how deep this valley is. Maybe shveferes, you bring a pipe, umabi bo, you look through it, v'yeda kama oimke shel gi. And you can tell how deep the gi is. You look at flat land, and you see the distance. You know, you can work out the distances, you make marks on your tube, you know what the distances are. And then you look down in the valley. And then based on what you the marks that you had before, you can see how far down you see, and then you can measure what the valley is. And then actually tells the whole story. If there's a slope, you step back and you calculate what the distance that it had to been an imaginary flat line, and you deduct that from the downward measurement. But right to the Kamagovish, like you must know how tall a palm tree is. So you measure your height. So this is what you do. If you want to measure the height of a palm tree, you measure your own height, vitziloi, and then you look at the shadow of the tree, and then vitzilkamasa, you measure your shadow. You're going to measure the, because, you know, depends what time of the day is, and when the sun is on an angle, sometimes your shadow is huge. If the sun is like more or less above you, your shadow can be very small. So you work out this a certain time of the day, you measure your shadow and the shadow of the tree at the same time, and you look at your shadow. If your shadow is double your size, then you go to the shadow of the tree and you say, well, the shadow of the tree is double the size of the tree. So you measure the shadow and you divide it in half. And you know that that's the size of the tree. That's how you know the height of the tree, the palm tree. You don't want wild animals in the early hours of the morning. Like when it's 11 o'clock in the morning, the fourth hour of the day. So I mean 9 o'clock in the morning, the fourth hour of the day. So 9 o'clock in the morning, the sun is a warm sun, but it's still cold because of the cold wind. So people or animals like to then go into the shade because they benefit from being in the shade, that they get this chill air without the sun baking them. Once it gets later in the day, there's no point in going in the shade because it's still very, very hot. So we're scared that if there's a pole by a grave, the animals will come in the morning there to a shade for the shade. And while they're there, they're going to smell. There's a body there. They start digging it out. It'll be a bizarre and a mace. So if you want to make sure, Shlatishra Chayirob Etzel Kever, you want to show the animal will not go to the kever and stride. Remember, the only time that they benefit is like 9 o'clock in the morning, and there's a certain angle where the shadow is. Is noyetz kana b'dal shal b'yayim, you put the stick in 4 hours in the day, v'yidan, you see l'heichet tzer noyetz, which direction the shade is at that time, because that's the only time the animals really benefit from it. And mashpia b'oil mashpia v'yayim, you make sure that the graveside then slopes downwards, so that there's no benefit whatsoever to the animal. Chemi b'rei b'chanoim, now getting back to the laws of Tchum. Nechemya b'reid Rav Chaniloi, Nechemya, the son of Chaniloi, Mishkach the Shmaiti, got so involved in a Gemara that he was learning the Nothak Chutzachum. Without realizing it, he walked outside the Chum. He wasn't counting his steps, and he went outside the Chum. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that if you walk outside the Chum, you're stuck for 4 hours. In the Mishnah, even more so, if you were taken out by gangsters, and you're stuck, you can't move. And here, in a way, we're going to treat it like gangsters because he did it, you know, not voluntarily. He didn't deliberately walk out of the Chum. You just got carried away. So we're going to treat it as if you were taken by gangsters, but so what? We learned that taken by gangsters, you can't go back to your original place. You're stuck. What do we do here? So the Gemara says, so Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachman, Nechemya Tamidcha, you have a student called Nechemya, Shori B'tzad, he's in terrible pain because he's stuck. No, what can you do? So Nachman suggested, why don't you get a whole bunch of people that are allowed to walk? For example, they made themselves a tchum or something, so they're allowed to walk, cover that area, or they live closer to that area, and have them make a human chain on both sides, and therefore he's allowed to walk through that human chain. Now, even though he's not allowed to walk for amos, but we learned, Rabbi Gamliel says that, you know, in a deer and a sar, if they end up taking him to an enclosed place, he's allowed to walk the entire length and breadth of it. So here also, make a human chain on both sides, he's allowed to walk the entire length and breadth, and bring him back into the 2000. And once he's back in his tchum, he can walk back to his home. The Yechanes, and he goes back home. That's what he said. Yosef Nachmichak sat there, Achoy the Rava. Says Taisas here, the long Taisas we already had before, sort of Cheson Beis. From here we see that Nachman by Yitzchak and Rav Nachman were two different people. Rav Nachman was the son in law of the chief exilarch, was actually Rav Nachman by Yaakov. And that's why we never call him by his name, he's only called Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was a generation later. He was a student, and it's a different person. So here we have Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda having a discussion. And Nachman by Yitzchak and Rava were sitting in the room as students, and they overheard the discussion, and they were having a debate between themselves, like, what was the issue? What bothered Rav Chizda? Why couldn't he figure that out on his own? So Gemara says, Yossi, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ha-Choyde de Rava, Rav Nachman sat behind Rava. Whoever sat closer up was a more prized student, so Rav Yitzchak was inferior to Rava. The Yossi, Rava, Kamei, Rav Nachman, Rava sat before Rav Nachman, Omer, Rav Nachman, Rava, Ma, Kamei, Boy, Rav Chizda, what bothered him? Why couldn't he answer himself? What bothered him? Are we talking about that he had plenty of people to fill up the thing? So why didn't he just use the solution himself? He wanted to know if Hichas or Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel once said that if you ended up in an enclosed area, you're allowed to walk, even though it's outside your tchum, if it's not your fault, you're allowed to walk the entire area, the length and breadth of Kesidah for Ramath. So they want to know whether halacha like Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore making this human chain would help, because then you can walk the entire length and breadth of it. And So that's the question. Is halacha like Gamliel? Oh, ain't halacha like Gamliel? Oh, is halacha like Gamliel? Is that the question? I deal with the Or maybe talking about a case he didn't have enough people, and he was asking another question. Maybe he has a few people, but not enough. He couldn't bring him all the way back to the 2000 amma, but he can bring him to within 2 ammas of the 2000 amma. Become a boiler. He wants to know if the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. If the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, or is the halacha not like Rabbi Lezer? That the halacha like Rabbi Lezer says that a person doesn't have to be even outside the tchum, you have an extra 2 amas, because you know you have 4 amas, which we'll see later. Machlek is a 2 amas each direction, a 4 amas each direction. So you have a little bit of extra of 2 amas, and therefore it doesn't matter. Or halacha is not like him, and therefore because I don't have enough people, I can only get you to the 2 amma mark, he cannot come back. That was what's bothering him. That's why Rabbi Chizda wasn't sure. Says the Gemara, Pshita must be the Loimolik Gavraskinen. He didn't have enough people at the time to make that human chain, and therefore his real question was about 2 amas. I proved it from the wording. But he talks about the Loimolik Gavraskinen. There's enough people there to bring him right back to the 2000 amas line. Maite Boile, what's his question? Amar Rav. Rav already clearly said, and Rav Chizda would have been aware, that Halacha Kirab Gamliel Bedir Vesar Vesfina. And even though we had an argument that Halacha like Rab Gamliel, but Rav clearly said the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel by Hasar and Svina, and Rav Chizda like Rav. So what was the Shaila? Of course you're allowed to come back, at least of course Rav Chizda. Elevad b'loy mola gabbas, because in a case where you didn't have enough people, with the Rabbi Lezer, come by, and his question was about Rabbi Lezer. He only had enough people to bring him to within the range of 2 amas from his tchum, from the 2000 amma mark. And the question is, do we give him those 2 amas that he can cross over or not? And they cannot approve it to you. The Kamalei said to him, Yechanes, he said to him, you should enter. He said, go get these people, and then v'yichanes. And to enter means there's another step. If the people bring you into the armor, that's it. Ma'yichanes lav b'loy mechitze. There's a little section that he has to still continue walking to bridge the gap, and there's no walls. So maybe that's what it means. Okay, we'll stop here, continue tomorrow, as the Gemara continues for a while. Okay, everyone should have an easy tonus today.